Smile. 90.4 FM.
Tell you what, it's been a very good week for Chris Evans enthusiasts. He's been crowned People Magazine's 2022 Sexiest Man Alive.
Pressure.
Do you think it's a good choice?
I wouldn't say. I would put him in the top 20. I wouldn't put him
you
right.
You have a top 20.
I wouldn't put him right at the top necessarily. I mean, you know my taste when it comes to good-looking guys. Enrique Iglesias, for example.
Oh yeah.
You know, I think the Hemsworth dude's not bad. Pierce Brosnan's not bad.
2022 sexiest man, not 2002.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, they still register for, in my opinion. But I would say he's a good-looking dude. Yeah.
Yeah, those blue eyes are very dreamy.
I would say he's not bad.
But like many men who went before him, he took the honor with a side of humility, as you can imagine. He said, this whole thing is really tough to be interviewed about. It feels like a weird form of humble bragging. And shame. I think he's bracing himself to get roasted by his friends because he said, really, this will just be a point of bullying. He said, I am ripe for harassment right now from my friends.
Do you get business cards? do you like get to put it on your profile and stuff?
I don't think people make business cards anymore. But shame, what's really cute is that his mom was really delighted by the news. She said, I am not surprised at all. She said, our family will be absolutely beside themselves. But the stat chat this morning was all about tattoos. I mentioned that 52% of women say that a tattoo makes a man more attractive. Mm. And guess who has a whole lot of tattoos?
Oh, Chris Evans.
I don't know if you've seen his tattoos.
I haven't. I didn't know he had any.
Covers quite a bit of his body. And the cool thing is that he designed them himself. Uh-huh. So after he won the prestigious title of Sexiest Man Alive, his tattoo artist, Joshua Lord, posted on Instagram. He said, the one thing that people do not know about Chris is that he's actually a very talented artist, as well as all his other skills. He's involved with every single step of the tattoo design, and he does really beautiful stuff.
Wow.
And it makes sense because I was reading up a bit about Chris Evans, and he actually wanted to be a Disney animator when he grew up.
Is that so?
Yeah, he told The Hollywood Reporter that he spent a lot of his childhood just sitting alone in his room drawing.
Mm.
And he never really wanted to be an actor. He kind of fell into it. But he said he doesn't really regret the decision to become an actor, but he's one of those actors who doesn't really love the glitz and the glamour of Hollywood. He likes to keep things more low-key.
Best form of celebrity that, eh? Reluctant celebrity.
Yeah, just kind of staying out of the spotlight. And did you know that he turned down Captain America twice?
Oh, did he?
Yeah. The first time they asked him, he was like, nope, I don't want to do it because I'm going to lose my anonymity.
Mm.
And they asked him again, and he was like, no. And you know who finally convinced him to change his mind?
Samuel L. Jackson?
Robert Downey Jr.?
His mom.
Oh, wow.
Ah, yes.
But this is...
Okay.
Before that, he was the Human Torch in two Fantastic Four movies.
Yes. And I think maybe that's what made him not want to do it again.
Yeah, but Jane, people like me don't know about that torch person, so...
I think he's maybe seen that it's a slippery slope. You know, his promises were made for Fantastic Four and whatever.
Yeah.
And he was worried that it wouldn't materialize this time again.
His mom said, look, do you want to do acting work for the rest of your career, for the rest of your life?
Mm.
And he was like, I guess so. So she's like, take the opportunity. So the moral of the story here is, even if you are the sexiest man alive, always listen to your mom.
Smile Breakfast. 6:00 PM. Make Bobby and Lindy.
Smile. 90.4 FM.